It's sad to have to report on three robberies from charities this week. £17,000 worth of electrical items and food bank supplies were stolen from the Norwich Food Bank. Clothes collected for the homeless were stolen from White Lion Street, and there was a robbery at the shop which supports a Norfolk charity for the disabled, NANSA.
Money is being raised for a community church in the city after thousands of pounds worth of electrical equipment was stolen in a burglary. More than £17,000 worth of computers, sound and lighting equipment was stolen from the Alive Church on Nelson Street, along with supplies from the food bank containing items collected for needy people across the city. The church hall included chocolate selection boxes, but the thieves did not have a taste for fudge, leaving those bars behind.
A campaigner who launched a clothes rail appeal for the homeless has been left devastated after hundreds of items donated to her Share the Warmth winter coat drive were stolen overnight on Saturday from Norwich city centre. Mum of three, Kimmy Jane Taylor, started the homeless appeal on Sunday, January the 29th, and asked people to hang winter clothes on a rail that she'd put up in White Lion Street in Norwich. She'd been inundated with hundreds of items, both left at the rail and outside her home. However, on Sunday morning, she discovered that the clothes had been stolen. Both clothes rails had been cleared, along with four large tubs, which included £100 worth of new hats, gloves and scarves, and 50 brand new jumpers.
Staff at a charity which supports disabled people have hit out at burglars after experiencing their third break-in in 4 months. NANSA's charity shop on Thorpe Avenue, Thorpe St Andrew, has been targeted by thieves who broke in and stole the till. It didn't contain any money. The burglars smashed part of the glass on the shop's front door to get in, police said. This follows break-ins at the charity's shops on Furs Road and Hall Road in Norwich. Nothing apart from empty tills were taken during those break-ins either. Amanda Lockwood, NANSA's charity trading manager, said, "It's just baffling why this has happened again, especially as no money is held on the premises overnight and there is no financial gain whatsoever. The costs of repair are a financial headache for the charity, and the temporary closure is an inconvenience for our fantastic community customers. But far worse is the disruption and worry caused to our train and trade trainees." A spokesman for Norfolk Police said, "Police are investigating following a burglary."
They say that life is a song, but for one member of a group which gets people to raise their voices for well-being, it was singing which saved his life. Chris Bridgman was a founding member of Sing Your Heart Out, which offers singing sessions to help people feel better about themselves in all sorts of ways. And Mr. Bridgman said he did not think he would be here if he hadn't found the group himself. "I came first because I'd had a big eye operation," said the 66-year-old who lives in East Runton and who is blind. "I was feeling really depressed, and singing is always something I'd done. Singing for me is a lifeline. I've gone from sitting around at home all the time to now being active. My wife said it's reinstated me to how I was before." Mr. Bridgman, who has long-term retinal problems, said when his sight deteriorated, he really thought his life was over. But the singing group has given him a purpose. Ruth Emerson, secretary of the Norwich Group, which meets at the Phoenix Centre in Milecross Road, said the group was unique in that there was no pressure. There are also groups in Great Yarmouth, King's Lynn and Attleborough, with new sessions starting in North Norfolk soon. "The first thing we're not is a choir," she said. "We do well-being singing workshops where people can just enjoy themselves."
Norfolk and Suffolk Police's Road Casualty Reduction Unit said that they had dealt with a number of drivers on Saturday who were using their mobile phones while behind the wheel. And one of them was chatting away on their phone while driving alongside a marked police motorcycle. Police have been carrying out a high-profile campaign to stop people using their phones while driving. The force scrapped the option of educational courses for people caught, with £100 fines automatically issued. And Sergeant Chris Harris, Rhodes Policing and Firearms Operations Sergeant for Norfolk and Suffolk Rhodes Policing tweeted, "Roll on the 1st of March when the penalty increases to 6 points and a £200 fine. Hopefully this will make drivers think before using their phones."
People got the opportunity to find out more about Islam when a Norwich mosque opened its doors to the community. East Anglian Bangladeshi Islamic Centre and Norwich Central Mosque invited people of all faiths to explore the history and teachings of Islam. The aim of the open day, arranged in partnership with the Muslim Council of Britain, was to make people more aware about Islam. Volunteers from the mosque welcomed people into the Rose Lane Centre with tours, a question and answer session, and a chance to observe prayer. Sirajul Islam, General Secretary of the East Anglian Bangladeshi Islamic Centre, said, "The main aim was to welcome people in. Normally only Muslims are in here, and we wanted to show people what's going on."
Ale lovers in Norwich have been given a boost after a new date was added to a German-style beer festival later this year. Open Norwich, home of the Open Youth Trust, will be bringing the Oktoberfest German Beer Festival to East Anglia in October, complete with European entertainment and continental food. The venue at Bank Plain will be transformed into a traditional beer cellar, opening for the festival on Friday, October the 6th and Saturday, October the 7th. But it has been announced that due to popular demand, a new date, Thursday, October the 5th, has now been added to the event. Tickets are currently on sale, with an early bird price of £10, including a specially branded limited edition Oktoberfest Norwich Bavarian beer glass. Money raised from the event will be donated to the Open Youth Trust, which enables the charity to offer a diverse range of different activities for young people aged from 7 to 25.
And that's all for this week's edition of Chatterbox. Remember, we're always delighted to hear from listeners with your views and news. We're particularly keen to hear your ideas on a title for the regular Norwich City Football News Update. You can leave a message on our answer phone at 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Alternatively, you can email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. And our website is at cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Don't forget that this month's Chatterbox is accompanied on a separate memory stick by the February edition of the EDP Norfolk magazine. Please remember to return your Chatterbox and EDP Norfolk recordings to us. Put them in the wallet and pop this in the post, preferably by next Tuesday. And please do not forget to turn over the address label. We hope you enjoyed this week's edition of Chatterbox. We're grateful for their contributions this week to our sound recordist, Asif Azuddin, and our editor, David Potten.
All the items this week were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for everything that has been recorded. So until next week, it's goodbye from the Chatterbox team. And from me, David Potten.
And me, Jane Evans.